Pamela Martin from 280 Old Hebron Road in Plymouth, New Hampshire, 03264. When the Northern Pass people came to Plymouth to explain the project, we asked them to consider burying the lines, taking it by submarine cable down the Connecticut River. And they responded that it couldn't be done, they'd never heard of such a thing, it was too expensive. So when I went home that night, I Googled it, and lo and behold, there are many examples of transmission lines that have been buried or put down through waterways and through cable. One of the examples I came up with was called Bass Link, which is an example of HVDC link crossing the Bass Straits from Australia mainland to the northern Tasmania. That was one example. And there's another example of something called Murray Link, which is the world's largest underground power link. The Murray Link 220 megawatt interconnector between the Riverland in South Australia and Victoria is a 180 kilometer underground high voltage power link. It is considered to be the world's largest underground transmission system. And this was done by, the order was placed by Murray Link Transmission Company, which is a subsidiary of, can anyone guess? Hydro-Quebec. So I guess they have heard of it after all. Then I went to Hydro-Quebec's webpage, and there was this other thing about, see how underground systems work. Remember when you used to sit on your front porch on a beautiful summer's evening? Today, people like to relax and entertain in the backyard. Imagine your backyard, your street, your entire neighborhood without utility poles or overhead lines. Well, I can't imagine that because that's what I have right now. So, you know, there are possibilities for, I'm opposed to the entire project, but there are alternatives, and I would ask the DOE to study burial down old rail beds or submarine cables. And finally, I'd like to say that myself and several others have been collecting letters, which we are going to deliver next week to the governor. We have over 2,000 letters right now, and maybe 2,500 as of tonight. These letters come from all over the state, north, south, east, and west. They are signed by Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, and all income brackets and all ages. And they are proof that this is not a NIMBY issue. That there are many of us saying that there is not enough benefits to make this worth our while, and we are going to ask the governor to please to make sure he understands that we do not want Northern Pass. Thank you very much.